This is Bucky McCall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. When I was a teenager in the 1980s, friends of mine were very enamored of a musical group by the name of AC/DC. Honestly, I was ambivalent about them. Even back then, I was sort of an old-fashioned, or maybe just mentally old-aged kid. I specifically remember shooting hoops in a suburban driveway and Bobby H. running upstairs to his bedroom, pointing his stereo speakers out the window, and playing at top volume the song Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. And I wanted to enjoy the quintessentially stupid moment, but I just didn't have it in me. We were creating noise pollution, and I felt kind of bad about it. Throughout the years, I've often felt alienated by all variety of intrusive noise. Horn-honking cars, straight tailpipe motorcycles, construction, antiquated subway systems, neglected dogs barking away, gratuitous hooting and hollering, youngins blasting stereos, what have you. And indeed, I've telephoned my local law enforcement to request intervention quite a few times. Lately, when I think of all the nuisances mentioned, all of them, in my opinion, unnecessary, and mostly having no intrinsic value except the dubious benefit for those who specifically want to annoy others, I'm tempted to bring them up to all the urbanites and suburbanites who have a knee-jerk reaction when they first hear of the growing backyard chicken movement, that soon, roosters will be keeping them awake all day and all night. Most of us chickeners respond by saying, "No, no, hens are very quiet, and microflock chickeners in urban and suburban areas are really only interested in hens. Roosters are illegal in most cities, even where chickens are allowed, so you don't need to worry." Or, maybe, depending on our mood, we might get defensive and say, "Well, they're not as noisy as the roaring traffic's boom, or the boom-boom cars, or the neighbor's kids, so you have a lot of nerve getting all worked up about it." Those are two ways I sometimes answer. What I'm really thinking is actually a little more complicated. For one, hens can be pretty noisy. Here's some sound recently created by the hens who live indoors with me while I was attempting to broadcast a show with my buddy, Sam Trayton.
Your weather, wherever you are, if you started early enough, for example, in spring, on a good sunny day where it might get up to 45 degrees, I could introduce the birds outside. And by fall, when cold weather started to be a concern, they would be acclimated to that.
Let's wait a second. Come here, babe.
Now these hens are indoors, which makes them seem even louder, but they're also Serama, the smallest chicken breed in circulation, less than 8 inches tall and weighing a pound, give or take. And they don't get this worked up often, maybe once a week, probably less. The first Bacaw flock of hens, on the other hand, were a lot louder, even if they were outdoors, and they got worked up more often, because they felt threatened more often. Interestingly, a neighbor in Boise, Idaho, once made what I call an Idaho complaint. In New York, where I grew up, it'd be considered a mere comment. Gee, they sure can get to squawking something awful. I'd been there long enough to recognize that as a complaint. And I said, "Well, when you come out here and toss a 10-pound bag of grass seed on the ground, or shout from the yard to your wife who's 3 rooms inside the house away, they think you might be throwing stuff or yelling at them." And the funny thing is, the dude actually got quieter. And so did the hens. 6 months later, the other neighbor's kids hit adolescence, and all bets were off. My point is, hens are not necessarily quiet. They're quiet enough, but that's a different argument than those of us with an agenda of bringing chicken to populated areas sometimes claim. And no one claims roosters are quiet.
What I would not do for myself is...
On the other hand, I really want to defend roosters. I mean, if we're serious about decentralizing agriculture as a response to the failings of the factory farm system, and as a way of deepening the civic engagement of food production, sooner or later, we're going to have to admit that roosters are a part of the equation. This idea of ordering sex-linked chicks for your backyard farm is a typical suburban attitude, letting the tricky ethics be somebody else's problem, which actually makes the problem worse. If we all ordered straight-run chicks and raised, rehomed, or turned them into soup ourselves, then the breeders wouldn't be putting male chicks through grinders, and it would help breed diversity a lot if us urbanites were a little bit less addicted to the convenience of sexable breeds. I'm willing to stand up and look anyone in the eye and say a rooster on your block might not be as bad as you think. I lived with 3 indoor Sarama cockerels for just short of 3 months of their crowing phase, and I still kind of liked it most of the time, except for when 2 or 3 would do it in unison from right behind my ear while I was writing out a script. As mentioned on a previous show, we traded those cockerels for 2 laying hens and 1 chick we thought was a pullet. The pullet turned out to be another cockerel. And 3 weeks into the crowing phase, I feel like I could tolerate it. It would be neat to have mixed gender around the house and see all the romance and dynamics. And honestly, I've known people who live with much louder cockatoos and parrots and whatnot. Still, I'm trying to find the guy home before the neighbors hear it and ask why they can't have a St. Bernard when I can have roosters, and then the landlord gets all fed up and everything goes to pot. But in my experience, it's all about adjustment. Culturally, what noises can we live with? I'm convinced one can learn to sleep through, or at least around, a rooster. A few of my North American friends have told me their stories of their youth in the Peace Corps or anthropology fieldwork or just wanderlust in countries where chickens lived everywhere. I didn't sleep for 3 months, they tell me. And the constant din they describe makes me wonder if there were too many roosters in too small an area. But still, the fact that the one visitor was going nuts about something everyone else took for granted is significant. Noise pollution is in the ear of the behearer. An interesting article in a recent edition of Backyard Poultry magazine discussed the origins of language and the link between chicken vocalization and human talk. It reads poetically about the musicality of alarm tones, feeding tones, soothing tones, tones to attract the opposite sex, etc. It made me feel a little less crazy about the jam sessions I've had with my flock. Is yuk and cluck noise pollution? That's probably a rhetorical question, and you can probably guess what my answer is. But if you'd like to respond, write to me at bucky@radioboise.org. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a rockin' good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.